This is the all-new Idaho Sports Talk with Prater and the Fall Game. Mike Prater and Johnny Mallory on Sports Radio 93.1 The Ticket.
What's going on? Welcome back. Prater and the Ball Game, Idaho Sports Talk. Prater, one of our favorites on the Fat Guys Fresh Deli Hotline. Head coach of the Toronto Argonauts, one victory away from the Grey Cup and one of the great quarterbacks in the history at Boise State, the great Ryan Dinwiddie with us. RD, thanks for your time, man, and holy smokes, man. Good luck. We love what you're doing, and welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. I always enjoy talking football with you two.
You know, it was funny, RD. Last time we had you on, you're like, you know, I've had this gig for like a year, and I've never coached a game. You get this season going, and I'm sure it was well worth the wait. You're in the Eastern Final, one win away from the Grey Cup. Put this into perspective. What does all this mean? What a terrific year you guys are having, man.
Yeah, it's been great. You know, we knew it was going to be tough to turn this program around in one year. We pretty much gutted the roster. I think we kept maybe 5, maybe 10% of the team from the year prior, and you know, trying to change the culture here, and you know, we wanted to get in the playoffs, get ourselves a chance to get to the Grey Cup each year, but you got to get in the playoffs to do that first. And you know, we end up having a chance to, you know, win the East and get a first round bye, and then play in the Eastern Final Sunday. So, you know, we put ourselves in the driver's seat. Now we've got to go finish the season the proper way.
I love it. Yeah, Sunday, 10:30 a.m. Mountain Time, folks. And RD, I was looking at this, and this will be the fifth time you've played the Hamilton Ticats there. What's that like, being a head coach going against a team for a fifth time? You don't see that in football very often, if ever.
No, it's tough. And just, they shortened our season down with COVID. We're only playing 14 games. So, you know, it's a 30-minute bus ride to go play Hamilton. So it's close. They don't have to deal with COVID and all the travel. So that's kind of why we had to play them so many times. But it's tough. Like, I was just going through our last few games and some of the stuff we really did good, and I'm like, well, I can't do that again. We've done enough against these guys, so now we're trying to find ways to attack them, you know, very similar ways, but you know, you can't just go back and run the same game plan we ran last week. So it's gonna be tough to beat them 4 out of 5 times and 4 times in a row, but yeah, you know, I think we can get it done.
We're talking Canadian League football, Grey Cup semifinals, East Division finals with Ryan Dinwiddie, head coach of the Toronto Argonauts and the coach of the year finalist in the Canadian Football League. East coach, let's talk about that a little bit. Not so much the award, but, you know, before last year, obviously, was a COVID year. Before that, your team had back-to-back 4-win seasons. And now, as Johnny said, you're trying to play into the Grey Cup. What kind of stamp, what kind of personal stamp has Ryan Dinwiddie put on this organization?
I just think, you know, just my personality and how competitive I am, and being able to relate to different types of players and different personalities. You know, I think sometimes I get a little bit too hard on my players, you know, from time to time, but they know it's all love, and they know that I, you know, appreciate, you know, what they do for us and just enjoy being around them. So, I think the guys really enjoy playing for me. I know it's not always easy, but, you know, I always preach family here, and, you know, we say we pull together family first, and we're kind of building that here, and guys are, you know, going out of their way and making sure they're spending time with each other, really to build that culture. So I just think that, you know, they're kind of taking on my personality.
I think that's a perfect answer, and I'm going to base that just on watching you play football at Boise State, where everybody says you are one of the toughest guys to ever play for this program. Doing research for this segment, you know, it sounds like you're not afraid to call out your players in the media every now and then when you lose a little bit of patience. You traded a quarterback midseason. You've talked about attendance issues there, but it all is about the family and the love. Is this a football team that's all about toughness and love and Ryan Dinwiddie? It sounds like it is.
Yeah, no doubt. And you know, overcame a lot this year. It hasn't been pretty. We've had a lot of close games, but we've won them all. And the media has kind of been honest that, you know, we haven't won the sexiest way, but we found a way to stick together and overcome adversity. And when it's clutch time, guys are making the plays that they need to at the end of the game to win some football games. So that's why I keep telling these guys, you know, you got to perform in the storm. Well, we've been through the storm. Now it's, you know, going to finish in the season the proper way.
It's funny you mentioned the media. I had a personal question I wanted to ask you about the media, because they beat you up a little bit up there, but at the same time, they turn around and praise you. There's all kinds of Ryan Dinwiddie fun stuff on the internet. What is the Canadian Football League, the Canadian media, which mostly is focused on hockey, what are they like in your perspective?
Well, I just think they a little bit more negative. I just think they don't build the brand and try to make it more than it, you know, try to build it up a little bit. So sometimes it's, you know, it's easy to be negative in the media, people read and all stuff, but, you know, we're trying to build this league up. I just feel like sometimes we got some people trying to tear it down and not understand the importance of their responsibility as journalists as well. But, you know, and that's part of the business. That's professional football. They're going to be on you, and they get paid to do their job. But at the same time, I think, you know, let's build the brand. Let's build the game of football up here, the Canadian Football League, instead of tearing it down every week.
Boise State quarterbacking legend and head coach of the Toronto Argonauts, CFL, Ryan Dinwiddie with us right now. RD, who are your influences in coaching? I mean, when you were here, Hawkins was the head coach, Pete was your OC, and that was a long time ago, obviously. I'm sure you've had other influences, but, you know, who do you go to? Like, would you call Chris Peterson on a week like this and just say, coach, anything? Like, who are the guys you talk to, man?
Yeah, I haven't talked to Pete in a while. I talk to Hawk more than anybody, and, you know, unfortunately, he's still coaching at Davis because we were planning on him, you know, joining my staff once I got a head coaching job. We've had that plan the last few years. And he came down to visit me in Calgary and got to see me there. And then, you know, it just, I got the job, you know, right away. So hopefully one day he'll be willing to, you know, get done with the college football and join my staff. So I spend a lot of time talking to Hawk, you know, occasionally to Dirk as well. And then I have some coaches up here that, you know, done some really good things. They're legends up here that I, you know, bounce some things off of. And then I was fortunate to coach in Calgary, and our general manager and head coach previously was John Huffnagel, coached in the NFL, won a Super Bowl with the Patriots, and he was at Calgary. So he molded me. He got me going in the right direction. You know, as a young coach, you feel like you got all the answers. Then you get around a guy like that, you go, whoo, I don't know near as much as I think I do. So I learned a lot from him.
Ryan Dinwiddie, you're the play caller for the Toronto Argonauts, and obviously you've been in the Canadian Football League system for a long time as a player, assistant coach, and head coach. Have you felt like you've 100% made the transition from American football to Canadian football? And what's been the hardest part for you?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Now it's like I was thinking, like, if I ever went down to the States, I'm like, man, I'd have to do some research as far as, you know, going back to the U.S. football. I mean, it's all football. It's very similar. But I think just the game management and the clock management up here, there's so much into it compared to what you see in the States. And, you know, we have our 3 minute and the clock stops and you can get 3 possessions in the last 3 minutes of the game. So no lead safe. So just different management stuff, you know, as first year head coach, I've made a few mistakes this year and learned from them. But that's just part of the process. You'll be the young coach and you'll grow in as you kind of fit in your role.
Hamilton, Toronto, Eastern final Sunday, 10:30 AM. Our boy Ryan Dinwiddie trying to get to the 108th Grey Cup. A lot of history in the CFL. Let's talk Boise State for a second. Now, I know you don't have time to watch every second of every game. They finished 7-5. I'm sure you know. Andy Avalos, obviously an ex-teammate of yours. But you can probably imagine, RD, what this town is like with a 7-5 football team. What were your thoughts on the season?
Yeah, I know. I've been reading their articles recently. I watch as much as I can, but, you know, on the East Coast, man, some of those games are, like, starting at midnight, and I'm ready to go to bed and get up at 5 in the morning. So I've caught as many as I can. You know, they've lost those close games early, you know, Oklahoma State and then UCF. And, you know, I think those two losses, if they win those two games, you know, kind of catapults them with confidence and they can do some good things. But, you know, I think that you're going to have some growing pains. They're not used to it at Boise State. I think Andy's the right guy for the job. And then, you know, I know everybody's on the offense coordinator right now. And, you know, I think, he'll grow, get better. Just, you know, sometimes you got to have some patience. I know people don't want to hear that. But I see them making the next jump next year and winning the conference championship.
Ryan Dinwiddie, it sounds like you've rebuilt this roster and put your own stamp on the Toronto Argonauts. And that's exactly what Andy's trying to do here in Boise. What have you learned during this rebuilding process that, you know, not that you're going to call up Andy because he's figuring it out on his own. But what have you learned? What's it like to rebuild a football team and what's the key to it?
I think the key is, you know, everybody can go find talent. It's just, you know, finding the right personalities and the right people, guys that are, you know, leaders that can have a locker room that can police each other, guys that are going to do the right things on and off the field. And, you know, you can have some guys with some character issues at this level of professional sports, and, you know, you can have a few you can get away with, but you can't have a full locker room of those guys. So I think we had to weed out a few, and then we had some guys that came in and kind of disappointed, you know, in their roles. They're very talented football players. They're just, we're our type of guys. And, you'll hear Coach Pete say that all the time, our type of guys. And I kind of feel the same way. I want guys that are going to do the right things. You know, might not have to be the most athletic player, but they're darn good football players because they're focused and they're doing things. They're true professionals.
Dinwiddie wants his OKGs up in Toronto, Prater. I love it. Ryan Dinwiddie with us, Fat Guy's Fresh Deli Hotline. Here's a question I've always wondered, RD, and I love it. I'm talking to a Canadian football head coach so I can get a legitimate answer. Could a Canadian football team, for example, could the Toronto Argonauts beat the Alabama Crimson Tide if they played American football?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I think we'd be right there with them. I mean, you think about, we have guys that started Alabama, schools like that, that are on our teams. The only thing that's kind of different is you got your ratio. So you got your American players that call nationals, you have your internationals, and you have your nationals, your Canadian players. So
yep.
A lot of those guys played small college ball up here. I don't know if they're ready for that space, but they see it on our game days on the other side of the ball. So I think we'd be right there with the top group, no question.
Ryan Dinwiddie, you've always been tough. You've always been very businesslike. I'm very curious how you're approaching this postseason. Are you the kind? I mean, obviously you're approaching it tough. You're approaching it with a businesslike approach. But how much fun are you having?
Yeah, I'm having fun. Each day's fun. I enjoy the players. I enjoy the coaching staff. We all get along well. Push each other quite a bit to get better. So I'm enjoying it. For me, I just put my head down and focus on the process each day. And at the end of the year, you can kind of reflect on it. But I think anytime you're doing football, you're coaching, playing, I mean, I don't find it work. I enjoy each day. So been blessed to have this opportunity, and I enjoy it every day. And, wins and losses kind of how you're graded and what they expect from you. But it's the day-to-day operations with the players behind the scenes that people don't understand how enjoyable that is.
The pride of Elk Grove, California. I love it. Ryan Dinwiddie with us. Best of luck Sunday morning in the Eastern Final, RD. We're all going to be paying attention here in Boise. We love that you come on, and hopefully we can get you down here at some point. They better put you in that Hall of Fame at some point here too, RD. We appreciate you, pal.
Yeah, no problem. I'm hoping to catch a bowl game. I haven't been able to come down because the border's been closed, but the border's opening up, so hopefully I'll get a chance to come down and watch a bowl game this year.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Thanks, RD. Go get that.
All right, guys. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
Appreciate you. And, Prater, RD, one win away. I love it. Hey, it's not too late to apply Zamzo's Recharger. Recharger will slow feed your lawn for the entire winter. So when spring comes, you're going to have the greenest lawn in the neighborhood. Only at Zamzo's, 13 locations. Nobody knows like Zamzo's. Coming up, Boise State is down one quarterback, JP, with the details right here on KTIK, The Ticket.